Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ro Khan joins us now on WGN, getting ready for his show at 3. Hi, Ro.
Hello, John.
James Comey's going to be on your show?
James Comey, we just actually did the sit-down with James Comey a few minutes ago.
Oh, I was going to give you some questions to ask and some things I wanted him to say.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was a last-minute availability, and so we are actually scheduled to do it tomorrow with him. And then they called, and they were like, he's only got 10 minutes right now.
Go!
So he's a little in demand. So it worked out pretty well.
Well, but I presume you were aware of the kind of back and forth between him and the president today. What did you guys talk about?
Well, we talked about how he feels about, you know, what's going on here, how his family has been impacted. And I do get to ask him this question. Listen to this, John.
All right.
Were you as surprised as the rest of the country was that Sean Hannity was actually one of Michael Cohen's clients? The rest of that answer coming up after 5:40 today.
And he's laugh. Okay, I can predict the answer based on that laugh. Could I get that soundbite one more time?
Were you as surprised as the rest of the country was that Sean Hannity was actually one of Michael Cohen's clients?
hold on. Based on that, it's kind of like I have this special skill of triangulation. Remember when I was able to guess accurately your total annual bill for Starbucks coffee?
Yes. Yes, you did. Yeah.
Stand by.
Hold on.
Based on that chuckle, what he's going to tell you is that he's a little surprised because he had no way of knowing who Michael Cohen's clients are. But it's just funny to him because it's funny all of the people that are sort of lining up. The stars are lining up almost predictably, but he did not know that he was one of his clients. Final answer.
I hope that answer wasn't that long in the interview because it was all the time.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the support there.
Well, what about the jailing? Did you broach that subject?
Yeah, we talk about his, you know, how he's reacting to all of this.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you get a sense, so, like, I guess he's not surprised by what's transpired, right?
No. No, I think it's really clear that he and his family were bracing for it. So, you know, this is a tough situation because I get where he is and what he needed to do here. But he does clarify, because there's been this controversy today about, is he changing his answer about the situation concerning why he chose to think about the politics of the moment? And so he addresses that issue as well. And
okay.
I think that's an important part of where we are here. I mean, you know, ultimately, unless he goes to jail, you know, he gets to tell his part of the story. He's not really going to be, I think, too much of, you know, there isn't anything that isn't really out already in the public domain in terms of what his interaction was with the president. So, you know, has he spoiled, this is a question for other people, but, you know, has he spoiled his ability to be a witness in whatever has gone on here?
Why would he have done that? What has he done?
Well, because he's been, you know, talking about it publicly.
The publishing of the book?
Yeah, the publishing of the book and maybe some inconsistency in answers between the slight, and there's slight inconsistencies, but these inconsistencies are going to be made even bigger by those who wish to make it bigger. I don't know if you've noticed this, but the lawyers have gotten involved in this, John, and the lawyers I saw a little bit, I was watching last night, Hannity, waiting for his explanation of what went on there, and they had Joe DiGenova on, who at one point, you know, was being considered to be part of the Trump legal team and then had to back out because he's conflicted out. And, you know, he basically, you know, they should be drawing and quartering James Comey by now. So it's a pretty, you know, you're going to see some pretty outlandish legal statements being made.
It's funny to hear Sean Hannity having that kind of conversation, because I think even Alan Dershowitz told Hannity last night that he should have at least disclosed that Cohen was working for him as well.
Well, you know, 30 minutes before he was on Fox, he was on CNN. And he had said that on CNN. And I give Alan Dershowitz a ton of credit for saying it on CNN and then opening up with it on Fox, even in front of the guy that he was kind of dressing down for.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, that's at least, you know, Alan Dershowitz, you may not agree with him, but, you know, he's giving us his legal perspective on it. And he's in, you know, at least he's a guy who stood by his own, you know, his own rhetoric there. So I give him credit.
Do you think that Comey hurt his, I don't know if credibility is the right word, but I'll use that one, his credibility by writing as much as he did about Donald Trump's appearance and mannerisms, the snarkiness of it may distract from the seriousness of it?
I think to some degree it does. I think the Marco Rubio rule, if you try to go after Trump at his level, if you try to play that game with
him,
you're going to lose.
Right.
And so when there's just, you got to stay above the thing. I mean, I guess you go back to Michelle Obama here, and if, you know, when they go low, you go high.
Right. So even if you do look at his hands, even if the first time you meet Donald Trump, you gaze down at his hands. Really, I don't even know that I would. But if you did, I don't think you need to say it to George Stephanopoulos or put that in your book.
That's an FBI guy, though. Right, because he was describing in great detail. No, he was using his trained skills.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, that's how I looked at that.
For what purpose was there a handprints on a gun or in cement that we had to match?
I think that's just who he is.
Sure, he is. I'm saying, did he? Even if you do you think that helps?
Does he have to do
your
that?
Book?
That's fair.
Do you think that helps your persona? Because we don't know James Comey, and the president's painting him as a liar and a guy with an axe to grind. I think it hurts him when he says
that's all true, but it also creates more controversy around the book, and people get to, you know, this. If he'd gotten out, if he'd done like a total milquetoast kind of, well, he said this, but I don't know about that and this and that. I mean, no one would be talking about him today. So that's a little bit of the method of the madness of selling here. But
yeah, right.
Listen, I don't blame him for trying to sell against the master salesman of the 21st century.
What time are you going to have James Comey on?
5:40 this afternoon.
Well, gee, a lot of people are in their cars listening at that time, Ro. Why would you do it then? So 5:40.
5:40 p.m., the James Comey interview.
Oh. Hey, score for you guys. Score for WGN. Nice job, Ro.
He does talk about WGN. So it's a good thing.
He does not.
He does.
Would you get... See, here's... If I had known that you were doing this, I would have gotten you to ask him, would he say, hey, I'm James Comey, and when I'm in Chicago, I listen to John Williams.
Listen, if I had known I was doing this, the interview would have gone a little bit differently, too. So,
yeah. All right, buddy. Good job. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, we'll see you in about half an hour.
Yeah, Ro Khan will pop in here before he begins at 3 at 5:40 this afternoon. Tell your friends, WGN.